Welcome to Awaken Your True Self podcast with yours truly, Lorelei Daly. Do you remember when you decided not to speak your truth? Let me tell you about the moment when it happened for me. Sometimes when I try to find out answers to my own questions, I just set out an intention. I just say the question in my mind and then I wait for the answer to come. So for this particular question, the answer showed up as a flashback. I saw myself standing in front of the whole class at my elementary school, having a foolish argument with the teacher. She said scythe, I said sickle, or the other way around. Like it mattered so much who's right about the proper name for a tool that none of us would ever use. But that was the argument. And it was the first time ever that I stood up for myself. I knew that I have studied and I have prepared for the class, that I have read the material, and I knew that I was right about this small, silly thing. So for me, it was an important act of bravery, speaking up despite the cold sweat on my back and a huge lump in my throat. But the argument wasn't settled. She was the teacher, I was just a student. So I was sent back to my seat, feeling confused and stupid. Now, that's not all of it. A few days later, that teacher had a stroke. And the moment I found out about it, I felt an immense sense of guilt. Once a knowledgeable person was unable to fully use her mind or body, she became handicapped. And it was all my fault. That's what it sounded like in my head. I made her so angry, and that stress caused the stroke. If I had only bit my tongue that day and I kept my thoughts to myself, maybe that wouldn't happen. So I formed this belief that standing up for myself causes trouble. I hurt people when I speak up. And I was probably wrong about the whole damn thing anyways. So that teacher lived a couple of streets away from my house. Since that day, I used another way to walk home. I didn't want to bump into her. I was ashamed to look her in the eye. Then someone from my school had an idea to pay the teacher a visit as a class effort to bring her a card and flowers. And I lived close by. Unlucky me. I wished that I was sick that day and never went to school, but I did. So they chose me and another girl from my neighborhood. We were the obvious choice. We lived just around the corner. When they said that, that voice of fear, shame, and guilt in my head screamed no really loudly. But it was only in my head. I didn't dare to speak up. I was afraid to face the teacher, but I was also afraid that if I said I don't want to go, they will ask me why, and they will find out that it's all my fault. So it was too late. I didn't have a choice. So I went, but I don't remember the visit. The fear erased that memory. But one thing that was left was a strong decision not to put myself in such a situation ever again, not to speak my mind, and not to fight for my beliefs. So that flashback was my light bulb moment. I realized that that was the day I decided that speaking my truth hurts people. So I stopped. Or if I dared to try, I dared to reach for something I believed in, I would suffer the consequences. Either through self-sabotage or by manifesting situations that would pull me back into my little hole of compliance. So, you may wonder, how can an event so insignificant cause such an avalanche of consequences? Consequences for my whole life, from this small moment. Well, this is how our minds work. We create beliefs based on some experience in the past, or rather our interpretation of an experience. And then this belief hidden in our subconscious mind drives our future actions and choices. Guilt is a really strong driving force. So is shame. And so many of our beliefs are connected to those two feelings. Feelings felt by a small child who didn't understand things as you would understand them now, being an adult with more knowledge, more information, and life experience. But it's this child's insecurities that are still inside of you if you feel like you cannot speak your truth. It's the unconscious belief that you're not good enough, not smart enough, not worthy enough to share your thoughts and ideas. And that's what's stopping you from being fully yourself in your life right now. So now that you know how the mind works, how can you find out when you decided that being yourself is not enough? I'll give you a little exercise, a little technique. So if you can do this exercise right now, just close your eyes for a moment. Just close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths. And imagine yourself in some recent situation when you didn't speak your truth. When you wanted to share something but you didn't. When you didn't say yes or no as you wanted. So just think of the situation and imagine the situation as though it was happening right now. Can you see it in your mind? Good. So now connect to the feelings in that situation. Those feelings that were blocking you from being fully yourself in that moment. Got it? So feel those feelings fully right now. In every cell of your body. And now ask yourself, when was the first time I felt those feelings? First time ever. And just wait. A flashback will show up. Or a thought, or an image, or a voice, or a symbol. Just wait for it. Did you find it? It's okay if you didn't. Maybe you might need to repeat this exercise more than once. Sometimes it takes a while to discover those things that we've been hiding from ourselves for so long. Or maybe you might need somebody else's help to do it. So allow yourself to ask a friend or a therapist, and remember, it's okay to ask for help. And what do you do when you do get a flashback? Observe the situation and observe this little kid. See their motivation for believing what they believed. What they felt in that moment was valid for them, so don't discard it. And then see the situation from your adult point of view. From the place where you're more objective, when you're in the understanding space. Do you see a different meaning that you can give it right now? If so, explain it to a child. Do not invalidate child's emotions. As I said, whatever you felt back then as that child is valid. But just explain how you can understand the situation differently now. From the perspective of time. And also comfort the child. That's your inner self. And forgive them. Forgive yourself for whatever mistake you think you've made. You know you've paid for this mistake for many, many years, and that's enough. You've been punishing yourself enough, so it's okay to let it go. So just breathe and forgive and let it go. And once you do, you have different insights now, different understanding of the situation. And I just want you to know that anything that happened to you in this situation or any situation in the past was just part of your life experience. We get to experience the good and the bad, the positive and negative. The pleasant and unpleasant. That's just part of the life experience. So whatever you felt you've done wrong, there's no need to judge. is just part of your experiencing life. So just let it go and release yourself. Just allow yourself to be free from guilt and shame and fear and whatever other feeling is attached to that situation, whatever feeling has been blocking you from being your true self. And once you let it go, you will see how your life will change. Having freed yourself from something that you believed made you a bad person, because that's the culprit of it all. If you feel like you've done something wrong in the past, if you blame yourself, you think you're a bad person. And a bad person cannot be happy, cannot be fulfilled, cannot be successful. Being in the space of thinking you're a bad person is creating a block to becoming who you truly are, to speaking your truth. And just so you know, you are amazing just as you are. You are perfect with all of your imperfections. Just like we all are. You are human, and we are all human, and it's okay to be just who we are. Actually, it's necessary. Why is it necessary to be truly yourself? I'll tell you in another episode of Awaken Your True Self podcast. So for now, thank you for listening to this episode. I hope it was helpful to you on your journey to finding your true self, and I will speak to you soon.